time for the best 5 minutes of the day. A couple of brothers from another mother on the radio together. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
We've got a nice, crisp signal, nice, clear signal with you today.
Don't jinx it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No, it's starting out good this morning.
Yeah, very good. So getting ready for the holidays, and I guess, I don't know, it might not be a white Christmas. Right now, it would be a wet Christmas. Looking at this forecast, we got rain in store tomorrow and Saturday.
You know, it's one of those things that it sure is nice to have snow during Christmas. I'd be the only time we had it, but I think you're right. I think this year it's not going to be happening.
Did you say you'd be fine if that was the only time we had it?
Yeah, snow just during the Christmas season. Yeah,
right,
I'd be okay with that. So.
You'd kind of bottomed out there, so I wanted to make sure I got the word. Yeah, yeah. There's something about that just kind of creates that. But we'll see. I don't know. It's been very warm. I mean, you know, they're talking about 50s in La Crosse today. So,
wow. Yeah, that's unusual.
Another thing on my mind I'm thinking about this morning is, you know, when it comes to Christmas, or it could be a lot of things, that the whole idea of living the moment or trying to capture the moment for posterity, you know, whether, you know, it's roll the video, and I understand, but it seems to me more often than not, we don't really get around to watching the video. And then if you do, you're like, You know what I'm saying, man? Do you understand the tension there?
I do. I do understand the tension. You know, as someone who not only has my phone with me most of the time, but owns multiple cameras, you know, I think there's always the how do you capture the moment? And I agree. I think there's a tension with living in the moment. And I think sometimes we can err too much on one side versus the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know what the answer is.
Right, yeah. So, Christmas shopping, you got some of that done? You're just about ready to go? Christmas is in 11 days.
I think so. I think there's a couple things yet that need to be wrapped up, but we are definitely circling in on the end of the Christmas shopping. So, it's hard to believe it's only 11 days away, and part of that is because of the weather, I think.
Yeah, maybe that's a good point. I don't know what it is. It also seems like just everything just moves faster, right? It's like the hurry, 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 and that the whole Dallas Willard advice is ruthlessly eliminate hurry is good advice, but you got to be really intentional about it, because the momentum of life will carry you forward.
That's for sure, yeah. And I think I mentioned that, you know, we have three music events in 8 days, and that definitely can contribute to the hurry. And so for me, I think it's trying to really sit in that space of, okay, how do I enjoy this moment? You know, I think that what you had said earlier is exactly right. And so I think trying to remember that is good.
Yeah. All right, 29 degrees. We've dropped one even just during this discussion. So that means that we're not just blowing hot air, I guess.
True enough.
Hey, we had a good time talking yesterday. I watched that Reese's peanut butter commercial from the 70s. You got peanut butter.
Yeah.
Exactly as I remember, peanut butter and chocolate, and the guy falls down the stairs, his Hershey bar into the guy's jar of peanut butter. So.
Yep. Yeah, and there are a whole series of those, but I think that was probably one of the earliest ones. Came out the year I was born. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's turn to Luke 2 today, the Christmas story, bit by bit, unpacking it from verses 13 and 14 today.
Sure. It says, suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased.
And from your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you handle those this way. Suddenly I sent a whole chorus of heavenly voices to join the herald angel in celebrating my son's arrival. They sang, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those who bring pleasure to God. Remember their song as you sing Christmas carols. When you sing Gloria in Excelsis Deo, you are echoing my angelic choir, affirming my glorious goodness and the appearance of my son, the peace bringer.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the beautiful things that so many of our Christmas songs do, is they help to remind us of what happened in that time. And Gloria in Excelsis Deo is kind of a direct echo of this passage.
Now, I'm blanking here. What is the song that is in?
I think isn't it just Gloria that's in?
I wasn't sure if that was just kind of the captured in a particular. Yeah. So that's just from the song Gloria.
Okay. I think so.
All right.
I think so,
well,
if I remember right. So,
I want to dovetail into it. That's all.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Jason. Talk to you tomorrow.
The huge headline coming out of that game, Giannis Antetokounmpo set a franchise record with 64 points. Afterward, Giannis says it was great to set the record at home.
To play basketball to win, try to play basketball to help my teammates be great, you know, but at the end of the day, being able to break this record in front of the fans here in this stadium, it's a great feeling too.
It began as Tuesday trivia, it continued as Win It Wednesday, and now day number 3, Try It Again Thursday, we give you another shot to win a free shirt from C4Gear.com, a free t-shirt with free shipping, C4Gear.com, Christian clothing created for conversation, if you can call us at 715-723-2555 and solve our query, our trivia question that no one has solved yet, but there are two clues out there, Halvo.
Yeah, there are two clues, and you know, it's interesting, we're already getting Sherry and Bloomer at 723-2555, but the fact is, I'm going back to not a lot of questions make it to the third day. The one that stands out to me, I want to think it was like 89 tries, and it was the question of 8 million people around the world do this every day. And remember what the answer was to that?
No,
it was
don't.
Flying a plane.
Okay.
And so Karen in Conrath, I think, is the one who was the winner there. So you never know.
The research department of the WIB Wake Up Show is just stellar this morning. Well done.
I don't know that we've ever got to Friday, though.
I don't know that we have.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're fine if you get this right here, right now. That's great. So, again, the question is this. About 40% of us struggle to do this. About 4 in 10 of us struggle to do what? And we've mentioned there's an aspect of this that almost all of us do.
And then we also said when somebody called in yesterday and said, well, maybe 40% of us spend too much time on our phones, I had spilled out and I said, well, if you spent less time on your phone, you might do more of the thing that... This is leading.
You'd probably struggle less with this if you spent less time on your phone.
There you
so,
go. Well,
see if that helps you. About 40% of us struggle to do this. About 4 in 10 of us struggle to do what? 715-723-2555.
And what's the prize?
That free t-shirt from C4Gear.com. They'll hook you up with free shipping as well, too. So great Christian clothing. It's phenomenal. Again, check it out.
All right. So, let's go to the phones. You've had all night to sleep on it. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry.
I'm going to guess not spending enough family time, like, with meals.
Sure, sure. So 40% of us struggle with not spending enough time with family, eating meals together, things like that. Is that what we are looking for?
Sorry, Sherry.
Try again, 715-723-2555. That is the name of the day. Try it again Thursday.
I was thinking the same thing. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Kay from Lady Smack.
Hi, Kay.
I'm going to say relax.
Do 40% of us struggle to relax enough, especially when we realize Christmas is in 11 days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. R-E-L-A-X, Aaron Rodgers taught us. That's not it.
No, thank you, Kay. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian from Aliva.
Hi, Brian.
I'm thinking reading a book or reading.
You're thinking reading a book, reading... Brian, elaborate a little bit more on that.
He's conferring. Hello, Brian.
Yes, I'm trying to think how I should elaborate.
Not just starting a book.
Yeah, so it has to do with reading, but what about reading?
Finishing a book.
Finishing a book, Brian from Aliva. Do 4 in 10 of us struggle to finish a book? Yes, absolutely correct.
There it is, Brian. You're the winner.
Brian, you played the game well, just coming in right at the end and swooping in and getting the answer. What was the clue or what moment tipped it off for you?
When you said if people would start putting their phones down, and I can imagine my wife having books sitting around that she never finished.
Well, well done. Great thought process. And Brian, hang on the line. We're going to hook you up with that free t-shirt from C4Gear.com. And congratulations, all of Western and Central Wisconsin now owing you their debt of gratitude because this has been solved and does not continue any longer. And people can say, finally, some resolution.
There we go.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you.
All right. This is Brian with the giant pumpkin, too, right? So that had to be quite an experience for you this year. Congratulations on that as well. Most popular gifts 100 years ago, way back in 1923, Caleb.
I think this is really interesting to walk a little bit down memory lane and look at these. So again, the most popular Christmas gifts, we have all those things now. I mean, now it's just Amazon or Walmart.com or whatever shows you what's the hottest toy trends this year. But here is what was trending in 1923, one century ago. Chemistry sets were very popular gifts.
Also, Raggedy Ann dolls.
Sure. Remember those? Teddy bears, enduring favorite.
Crayola crayons were a big hit 100 years ago.
Did they have the sharpener on the 64-count box back then? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Most popular Christmas gifts 100 years ago in 1923, toy planes, trucks, tractors, buses, and trains still standing the test of time.
Also, circus toys were a big hit.
Pedal cars. Those are so cool. Huh. My dad had one of those. And again, he wasn't born back then, but one of those that, again, just they're built to last. And my grandparents have a concrete floor in their basement. And we had this little pedal car and we would just push each other or pedal it around and around and around, go way too fast, crash into things. It was great.
I had this next toy as a kid, Lincoln Logs.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our kids did.
Most popular Christmas gifts from 100 years ago, Tinker Toys. Again, those have lasted. I don't see them as much anymore.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I had some of those as a kid.
Yo-yos.
And dollhouses. I have a six-year-old who seems to want a dollhouse that's taller than her. And it's like, baby girl, where are we going to put that? But she really wants it.
Now, this whole thing is making me think about the Toy Hall of Fame. And I'm like, did we miss that this year? There's usually the nominees and then the finalists for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Our research department is going to have to check on that and make sure that we have properly updated you because that is tradition.
Yeah, and I don't know. I thought that was in the fall.
I thought so, too.
Maybe it's in the spring. Maybe I'm just off base on that. But, you know, as you head into Christmas, the Toy Hall of Fame, which is pretty cool. All right. no Slinkies or anything.
Oh,
on there.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
According to the Google, what toys were inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame in 2023? Cabbage Patch Kids.
Okay.
The Fisher-Price Corn Popper, baseball cards, and Nerf. I do believe that maybe we did talk about this at some point because I think I remember that Fisher-Price Corn Popper.
Because I don't remember that at all.
Oh, so. Okay.
All right, very good. Well, occasionally we do take a day off here or there. Not a lot. All right, little different contest this morning.
Yes, this is called Which Came First. We have four questions. We have a contestant, Laverne from Wausau. Laverne, welcome to the Wib Wake Up Show.
Hi, yeah, I appreciate your station.
Well, thank you so much. And so we want to give you a shot to win these prizes today, the Lauren Daigle album and the wonderful water bottle from Johnny Erickson Tata. And so we need you to get three out of these four questions right, but each one is a 50-50 shot. We're going to give you an either or. It's which came first, and if you can tell us which came first correctly, three out of four questions here, we'll send you away with these prizes. Laverne, are you ready?
Okay.
All right, so which came first, Laverne from Wausau? The Christmas tree or the traditional round Christmas ornament? Which came first, the Christmas tree or that traditional round Christmas ornament? Which came first?
I'll say the ornament.
You'll say the ornament?
Mm.
No, unfortunately, no. It's the Christmas tree from the 16th century. The ornament was 1847, but it's okay. Just be perfect on these last three, Laverne.
It's okay. Just be perfect.
Oh, boy.
You're all right. You're all right. All right. Which came first? How the Grinch Stole Christmas. We're talking movies here. Which came first? How the Grinch Stole Christmas or a Charlie Brown Christmas? Mm. Which came first? How the Grinch Stole Christmas or a Charlie Brown Christmas?
I'll say the Grinch.
They'll say the Grinch came first, and you are absolutely correct.
Way to go.
Well done.
The Grinch came in 1957, Charlie Brown in 1965.
All right. How about this one, Laverne? Which came first, eggnog or fruitcake? Which came first, eggnog or fruitcake?
Let's see now.
Some of those early fruitcakes are still around, actually.
All right. I'll say eggnog.
You'll say eggnog came first.
Mm.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. No, eggnog was 17th century. Fruitcake actually originated, would you believe it, in ancient Rome.
Wow.
Do you want to take the last question just for kicks and giggles here, Laverne?
Yeah, just because.
Just because. Well, we appreciate you being a good sport and listening in Wausau. Thank you so much. So which came first, the electrically lit Christmas tree, or Christmas cards? Which came first, the electrically lit Christmas tree or Christmas cards? Which came first, Laverne and Wausau?
Well,
you got a guess?
I would have to say, that's a hard one because I'm still going to go with cards.
You're going to go with cards. And you are absolutely correct. Yes, Christmas cards originate in 1843. The electrically lit Christmas tree, 1882.
Half a CD or what?
Well, yeah, we'll see. We'll saw this in half. Hang on the line. We'll see what we can figure out for you here, Laverne. Thank you for being a good sport and playing.
There we go. Yeah, with the cards, like you say, 1843, of course, the electrically lit Christmas tree a little later in the 19th century. All right, Selah takes us to weather, bottom of the hour on WWIB. Thanks, Laverne. Christmas shopping winding down as well. A lot of people take care of it online, but, still the brick-and-mortar stores, don't forget they're out there, and shop local. It's always good to support local, Caleb. I know you're a big believer in that.
Absolutely, and sometimes when you drive down by the mall or Chick-fil-A or Costco, what have you, you can see just how busy it is in the parking lot, and we have three types of parking lot drivers to regale you with. If there's one thing we've learned in a crowded parking lot, it brings out a certain personality in drivers. So which one describes you, certain types of drivers in parking lots?
Yeah, for instance, there is the blinking staller. This is a motorist who sees a shopper get into a car, stops a few feet up the aisle, and flips on a blinker as if to claim the spot while waiting for the shopper to pull out.
I've seen that a lot.
I've seen it too.
Three types of parking lot drivers: stalkers, drivers who roll along with a shopper on foot, hoping to snag their spot as they see them leaving the store. This is awful. Some stalkers go as far as calling out their car windows to walkers to find out if they are, in fact, leaving and where they're parked. Don't be that person. Don't do that.
And lastly, in terms of some of these parking lot drivers, look out for the circling eagles, those who circle, looking for a place to swoop in.
That's probably more me, but I'm also probably muttering and grumbling about there being no place to park while I'm doing that.
You know what? You get a little extra. You get more of your steps in the further out you park.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Although I got to say, driving by the new Costco the other day, like, wow, there was not a parking spot to be had.
It's busy. It's busy. So, again, I suppose great to have those new opportunities to shop and to work. Created a lot of jobs here in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area. So we're glad for them. But I've got to get in there myself at some point. I was just waiting for a parking spot.
There you go.